5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Pelosi in Taiwan. She went through with it, landed in Taipei, Taiwan, Tuesday evening local time, not only defying the Chinese government, but the Biden administration, which had warned her not to go. This is the first time a U.S. politician of her level has visited Taiwan since 1997, when then-House Speaker Republican Newt Gingrich did so. The Biden administration opposed the trip because it's feared that this will strain or further strain relations between the U.S. and China at a time when the U.S. is suffering from record inflation, supply chain disruptions, and pursuing a stalled green energy program, all of which the administration is hoping to work with China to resolve ahead of the midterm elections, which, by the way, latest polling showing not good news for Democrats. Pelosi, ironically, had first planned to make this trip back in April, but had to postpone it when she came down with the Wuhan flu, the coronavirus, COVID-19. Republicans had urged her to make the trip and not to back down to Biden or the Chinese Communist Party. As I said yesterday, this is a testosterone contest, essentially. Neither side feeling it can back down. The question here is whether Taiwan's independence is worth war with China. Also with her on the trip are a number of other Democratic congressmen. They extended the invite to Mike McCall, a Republican congressman from Texas. He declined to go. Again, the Republicans all in favor of the trip, but none of them willing to get on the plane. Now, for its part, the Chinese Communist Party, not happy at all. Beijing has been warning of consequences. The Chinese military announced live fire exercises in the Taiwan Strait and missile tests off the east coast of Taiwan. These areas in red on the screen behind me, that's where the Chinese military conducting these live fire exercises. Meanwhile, as I said yesterday, the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group is also in the vicinity, just in case something happens. The problem is, when you get two militaries operating that close to one another, it's, you know, like kids playing that game. I'm just going to walk around swinging my arms, and if you just happen to walk into a right cross, that's not my fault. Net result would be the same, of course, and I ask again, is Taiwan's independence worth going to war? Topic number 4, Israel and Hezbollah. Lebanon's Hezbollah on Sunday aired drone footage of Israeli ships in the eastern Mediterranean in a disputed gas field. This is highlighting tension at the center of a U.S.-mediated maritime border dispute between Israel and Lebanon. This footage was aired as the U.S. Energy Envoy Amos Hochstein landed in Beirut to continue negotiations between Lebanon and Israel. Lebanon claims the Karish gas field is disputed territory that's under ongoing negotiations. Israel, for its part, says no, it's fully within Israel's internationally recognized economic zone. The footage aired on El Manar television in Lebanon, showing barges from reconnaissance drones over the Karish gas field and their coordinates, and ended with a footnote of a rocket and the words "within range" in both Arabic and Hebrew. It's a pretty clear message. Meanwhile, the Israeli military earlier this month shot down 3 Hezbollah unarmed drones over the Karish gas field. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Makati criticized Hezbollah, saying the move could pose risks to their country. Yeah, you think? No immediate response to this video from Israel. Topic number 3, al-Zawahiri. He's dead. Again, United States announcing that al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in a drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan. President Biden making that announcement in a speech from the White House. Zawahiri had just turned 71 years old. He'd been sort of the visible symbol of the group since the death of Osama bin Laden. At one point, he was Osama bin Laden's personal physician. He was sheltering in downtown Kabul to reunite with his family, Biden said, and was killed in what a senior administration official called a precise, tailored airstrike. It was a drone that, or a missile that didn't contain an explosive, but just, rather gruesome, that blades popped out prior to impact so that the only casualty, at least in theory, would be the target, and that is what was announced. Drone strike conducted 9:48 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. This was authorized by President Biden following weeks of meetings with cabinet and key advisors, adding that no American personnel were on the ground in Kabul at the time of the strike. Now, I said again at the beginning of the story, because this is, and I checked, the fourth time at least that al-Zawahiri has either been reported or rumored dead since 2011. So if you're thinking, I thought we'd already got him, well, yeah, actually, so did I when President Biden made his speech Monday evening. But that's because corporate media had reported several times over the past 10 years that he was already dead or rumored to be dead. We haven't seen him in months. The timing, of course, is interesting. Again, note that this followed several weeks of discussions. The timing coming just as America has officially slid into the technical definition of a recession and President Biden's poll numbers hitting its lowest point so far during his presidency, the lowest poll numbers recorded by a president at this point in his term ever. So just data point to file away and consider. Topic number two, big asteroid. An asteroid twice the size of a football field, just recently discovered, is zooming past the Earth today. This is according to NASA's asteroid tracker, although it, I love the way they put this, almost certainly isn't going to hit. Almost certainly isn't going to hit Earth. It's designated 2022 OE2, approximately 735 feet wide, again, more than twice the length of a football field. This is according to the Center for Near-Earth Object Studies, or CNEOS, at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs, JPL. The asteroid itself is set to fly past Earth today at a speed of 20 miles per second. That's about 72,000 miles per hour. However, according to calculations, it should safely pass the Earth at a distance of over 3 million miles. To compare, the Moon is about 239,000 miles away, so this is considerably farther than the Moon. Sun, about 94 million miles. So in terms of the scale of the solar system, it's pretty close. And again, only discovered within the last couple of days. Coming up, live long and prosper, Lieutenant O'Hara. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the Final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end-time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Lieutenant Uhura has graduated. Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura in the original Star Trek series, passed away this past weekend. But one aspect of her story that the media didn't cover was her faith in Jesus Christ and how she helped a young evangelist share the gospel with William Shatner, Captain Kirk. Dylan Novak, who is known online as the celebrity evangelist, he travels around going to events where well-known actors, musicians will be, and then sharing the gospel with them, tells a story about 6 years ago where he met Nichols at a comic convention. Star Trek actors were there. After sharing the gospel with her, he found that she already believed in Jesus Christ, but then she added to him, "No fan has ever cared about my eternal life before." Interesting comment. He then explained how Nichols contributed to his effort to witness to Mr. Shatner. According to Novak, she went on to share her testimony of coming to know Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior. She asked if I was going to share Jesus with William Shatner, who was also at this Comic-Con. I told her I was, and so she handed me a $100 bill and said, "It's on me. Go show him Jesus' love." And after Novak got through the line, which was right next to hers, she clapped and asked me how he'd responded and told me she would start praying for him more. She achieved the pinnacle of success in Hollywood, at least back in the middle 60s, and yet she came to know what was really important: salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And her comment that no fan of all the thousands, hundreds of thousands that she'd met over the years had ever asked her until 2016 about where she would spend eternity, the final frontier. Just remember today, everyone you speak to, you might be the last person who shares the gospel with that person. Preaching to myself here. Skywatch Films, your source for cutting-edge Christian documentaries, taking on topics like, well, UFOs and darker things like child trafficking for the purposes of ritual abuse. You can access these in full HD instantly for as little as $3. More information and your link to access these documentary films at skywatchfilms.com. That's skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your support, without which we could not do what we do, is the very important book by our friend Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount during the month of August, you name the price, we'll send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book. Find out more online, and if you are so led, donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us. You can do it over the phone at 844-750-4985. We're going back to Israel. Sharon and I are very excited about this because we've learned some new things about some of the key battlegrounds in and around the Holy Land that we want to share with you. The region around the Sea of Galilee, far more important than we realized in a very real sense. Some of the scriptures that we always took as metaphorical, the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's a real place. We'll talk about that and much, much more as we take you around the Holy Land with our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and our colleagues from the Simply His program, Allie Henson and Donna Howell. We've got a list of an itinerary, a list of the sites that you'll see posted at skywatchinisrael.com. You can check that out there. And if you're moved to do so, you can also reserve your spot for the tour. Next March, 19th through 30th, with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan. And a lot of biblical history and prophetic significance to the country of Jordan as well. SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we're talking to Ryan Peterson, a researcher par excellence. He's got a JD, so he's an attorney, and he's put his research abilities needed in the legal field to scripture and to end times prophecy. Who is the Assyrian in the Bible? Is it the Old Testament concept of the Antichrist? Joe Horn and the SkyWatch investigative team, fascinating discussions. Check out the programs. You'll find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just add the SkyWatch TV app. It is free, and when you do it, you get all of our video content right there on your big screen. You can also download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, gets you important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. Again, that mobile app is free. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make it easy, we've got links to their app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link for the mobile app in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.